Wherefore, take unto you, telling you what to do, because you got, you have up, you need an offense, you need a defense. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against, withstand in the evil day, letting you know that evil time is going to show up. I say we got some evil time going on. Would you say? You need to take unto you the how much? The whole, he didn't say half of it. He said the whole armor of God. He didn't even say 3/4. Didn't even say 7/8. He said the whole armor of God. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, and you do everything you know. Then he said, stand. Therefore, how are you going to do that? Because the greater one is in me. I cannot be defeated. I will not quit. I don't care what it looked like. I'll stand. The Lord says, stand. Therefore, having your loins, see, you have to stand as having your loins. Having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Wear, live, walk in your righteousness. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, not cussing and fussing. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, not lying, not doubting, unbelief, and spouting off stuff like that. But with the gospel of peace, telling the truth, it'll bring peace to the heart of those who believe you. Bring peace to you when you speak it to yourself. The gospel of peace, that's what it is. Ha, ha, ha. Then it said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. How many of them? Taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Stop everyone, everything he throw at you, you put it out. Woo! Everything he throw at you. Why? Because he has been defeated. You've been raised up with him, Jesus. You are his body. We are his body. We cannot be overcome. Yes, we may be persecuted. Yes, we shall be persecuted. Just get down to the real truth. Yes, we will face opposition, but we will not be overcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Above all, taking the shield of faith, where you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of who? Salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Take what? The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. All that is needed. For salvation has been completed. Take this word, the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, glory to God. We win. We triumph, we're victorious. The word of God will never fail. Hebrews tells us he upholds all things by the word of his power. I'm going to stop right there because I don't want to mess it up, get right in the middle of it. Then I will have you here tonight. This is a good stopping point. I got a good check in my spirit is okay. But we want you to know everything you need Jesus has already done it.